some new outbreaks of violence in the terror war today as the Pakistani army presses its offensive against the Taliban in the country's northwest region. A suspected U.S. missile strike hit a religious school near the town of Mir Ali. Of the 10 deaths, Pakistani officials say two were suspected foreign militants. A lot going on today. Ivan, tell us what's the latest right now of what you know.
We had a very interesting briefing from the Pakistani military, Betty. For the first time, they showed video of captives, they say Taliban prisoners. They were shown on video, and the military spokesman said at least one of them is actually not a Pakistani, but he's from neighboring Afghanistan. He said that several of these prisoners were actually students from a religious school, a madrasa. That's been a controversial subject here because many accuse the madrasas around this country of training and recruiting terrorists. On top of that, the Pakistani military, they released footage of a series of airstrikes against what they say are ammunition dumps in the Swat Valley where the fighting is concentrated right now, Betty. But the Pakistani military is still losing men to this battle against the Taliban. The Taliban are still fighting back. They say they lost three soldiers in the last 24 hours.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is getting slammed by a man who once did her job. Pelosi says CIA misled her in briefings about certain interrogation techniques that some call torture, but many don't believe her, like Republican and former Speaker Newt Gingrich, who said that to ABC Radio. Take a listen to his comments.
She is a trivial politician viciously using partisanship for the narrowest of purposes, and she dishonors the Congress by her behavior. And the fact is, she either didn't do her job, or she did do her job and she's now afraid to tell the truth. Speaker Pelosi's the big loser because she either comes across as incompetent or dishonest. Those are the only two defenses she's got.
Wow. And his words there. Well, current CIA Director Leon Panetta wasn't in charge at the time, but he also contradicts Pelosi, saying his agency never lied to Congress.
Well, some scary moments for some passengers on board a flight to Buffalo, New York. Just as the plane was coming in for a landing, something went missing, a tire. You want to keep those when you're trying to land. You see the pictures of it there, but the tire came off and rolled away. As you can see, there was another tire there, so it kind of held that side of the plane up, so kind of averted disaster at least here. A spokesman for Colgan Airlines says the plane, however, was properly maintained. He blames the incident on a faulty wheel bearing.